This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It took about 3 hours yesterday for Boston workers to remove about a dozen tents and debris from part of a tent encampment that's been getting a lot of attention. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey has said the encampment near the intersection of Mass Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard is a public health emergency and should be removed. Janey has said that no one will be displaced from the tents without being offered shelter. WBUR's Deborah Becker was there yesterday for the largest removal of tents from the area so far.
Workers tossed items into the back of a city garbage truck parked on Southampton Street. Tents, pallets, tarps, shopping carts, blankets, clothing, even a sofa, while other workers were there just to pick up discarded syringes.
If you see needles, just call me over and I'll grab them. Just be careful.
While the area was being cleared, some of those who lived there were going through the debris looking for lost belongings. 53-year-old Ron Geddes, who's been living in a tent here for months, says city workers did offer him a bed at a nearby shelter, but he's refusing.
I said I ain't going to do it.
How come?
I don't want to have to share my shower and bathroom with somebody in the kitchen. I don't want to do that, and that's what I can only afford is a room somewhere, and I don't want to do it. I'd rather live in a tent.
31-year-old Samantha Cardis was picking through the remnants of the tent encampment where she lived for about 3 months.
We kept it clean. We kept it oil, like no argument. Honestly, most of the mess is because of the storm.
This week's storm caused the city to delay the tent removals until yesterday. They were scheduled for earlier in the week, according to a statement from Acting Mayor Kim Janey's office. The statement says the tents were moved as part of regular cleanups for scheduled building maintenance. Janey's office says the city is still developing procedures to clear all the tents. Mario Shaparo with the Boston Public Health Commission oversaw yesterday's removal effort and says three people agreed to go to shelters or treatment.
We're pretty much trying to get as many clients into the shelter, in the treatment beds, wherever, you know, pretty much they want to go, that they need to be. We're trying to support that and get them, you know, in a safe place.
But Chaparro and others worry whether there are enough beds to take in those living in the estimated 150 tents lining the streets. They say housing should be prioritized by the city and the state. Cassie Hurd with the Material Aid and Advocacy Program was observing the removal yesterday and offering help. Hurd says people often won't go to area shelters because they're only a night-to-night placement, or they can't go with a partner, or they've been banned.
So there are all sorts of reasons why shelters don't work or aren't available. People may not be able to go back. So unless there is something new created that meets people's needs, ideally housing, immediately, then it's a false choice.
Hurd also questioned why 10 residents of the Southampton Street shelter were being paid $40 each to help clear the tents yesterday. Sue Sullivan with the Newmarket Business Association, which represents businesses in the area, says she paid the men as part of a partnership with the city to offer work to those at the shelter.
I feel so passionately that these people should not be in these tents. The depravity that's happening, I can't be party to. And so if I can make change, I will.
But Ron Geddes, whose tent was removed, says there won't be much change. He's just going to put up another tent.
I'm not asking for anything more than affordable housing. That's it. They hope I do something wrong so they can arrest me, so they can get me out of the streets. That's what they're hoping on, and it's not going to happen.
Acting Mayor Janey has said those who refuse to leave could be charged with disorderly conduct. Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins is setting up a court session and treatment facility in his nearby jail to take in people from the encampment who have outstanding criminal warrants. That court could be operating by next week when more removals are expected. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.